This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Copper Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
I have never been a big proponent of Valentine's Day. Shocking, I know. But it just seems like it's such a lame holiday. It's a lame holiday because you feel like you're forced to get something to show your appreciation for your significant other when it kind of takes away from the originality of it all. It seems like you have to be cliche and get flowers or get chocolates or get Valentine's Day cards. You know, the simplest of things that get just priced up the wazoo. And so you have to go out and you have to do that. There's just a lot going on with it. But the original spirit of Valentine's Day is love. That's what it is. At least that's what I was taught in elementary school, where I had to get Valentine's and you had to put the little bag on the front of your desk and you handed them all out to all your classmates. And you were required to hand it out to your classmates, because if you left anybody out, then that was just a bad deal for you. But that's what it really comes down to, is it's a holiday of love. And I'm going to play off of that. I'm going to be really lame about it. I'm going to play off of that. So I'm simply going to ask the question to a lot of Razorback fans out there. Why do you love the Razorbacks? Why are you a fan of the Razorbacks? And the reason I ask this question is because just in the past year, since I've been on this show, which is crazy, it's coming up on my year anniversary here. But just in the last year, I was reflecting on it last night, of just all the things that have gone awry for Arkansas. Things that did not go according to plan. Things that should have gone according to plan, but for whatever reason they didn't. Just looking at it all in general. You had the way that the baseball season ended, which was really exciting. And it was a really great finish, because you were the runner-up to the College World Series. But it would have been one thing if you just flat-out lost to Oregon State. If you got a game, and then they got a game, and then in Game 3, the rubber match, it was a close one, but they just edged you out. It would have been one thing. But that's not the Arkansas way. That's not what Arkansas does. It has to be in the most gut-wrenching, disappointing, frustrating, just wanting to make you cry ending, with, of course, a foul ball that should have been caught, but it wasn't. You move on to the football season. I don't even know if that may be beyond sad of what happened to the football team and what was the football season's all about. I mean, that may have been a way that where it was just like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore. You didn't even know what you were seeing. You witnessed an all-time horrible, absolutely just, I mean, you couldn't even imagine that. That was like your worst case scenario, your legitimate nightmare. But it was just like, oh, it was horrible. Well, let's move on to that. Let's move away from that. We don't even want to think about it. We don't even want to approach it anymore. And now it's like you got basketball going on right now, which is really frustrating for a lot of Razorback fans too. And if you don't believe me, you should listen to the show yesterday. Heard the amount of calls that were coming in. Sure, some were, a couple of them were positive. But for the majority of the time, it were Razorback fans that were saying, you know what? What I'm seeing is not what I want to see. I just want to change. They're losing me as a fan. They're losing my passion. They're losing my fire. And I don't want that fire to be extinguished. I need that fire to have some lighter fluid poured all over it. And change is the only way that's going to make that happen. Legitimately. You have been through a lot in the past year, Razorback fans. You have been. You have been tested in a way that you probably have never been tested before. Not tested because of just disappointment, but tested your fanhood. Tested the fact that it was like, okay, I gotta rethink some things here. I gotta look back of why I'm a Razorback fan. Why am I a fan of this? My Saturdays were really disappointing in the fall. Why am I subjecting myself to it? Well, it's because you love the Razorbacks. That's why. You love them. No matter when they disappoint you, no matter when it's bad, when it's frustrating, when they put you in a bad mood because of the way they perform, you still love them. There's been some fun moments, too, and I don't want to be all doom and gloom about it, but I'm just looking at the facts and looking at realistic expectations of what you had this past year, how almost all of them were dashed. Why do you love this program? I think a lot of you love it because it's the way you grew up. Your dad or your mom, they grew up Razorback fans. Or maybe all your friends growing up in school, they were Razorback fans because you're from the state of Arkansas. And you just grew up with the love that you have. Maybe that's as simple as that. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe there was a moment or a team or a player or a game that got you onto the Razorback bandwagon. That once you saw that, you may have been just a casual fan, or maybe you weren't a fan at all. But once you saw that, it got you excited. It got you hopeful, and it got you to a point to where you want to hop on something and you want to see it through. Maybe it was that. Everybody has their own reason. Me personally, I just grew up a Razorback fan because my dad was a Razorback fan. My dad grew up in Arkansas. And my dad always tells me about the disappointments and the frustrations that he went through as a kid. How he bawled like a baby in 1969 in the shootout after Arkansas lost to Texas 15-14. He remembers those that disappointment. But then he also talks about the great times he had. Like going down to the Orange Bowl when Lou Holtz was the coach and Arkansas just obliterating Oklahoma with their two best running backs out of the game. Or in 94 when they won the national championship, or in 81 where they beat Texas. You know, there's just all these moments that you can look back on which you remember the great times, but you also remember the bad times. And maybe that's why you love them too. Is because everywhere in your life you struggle. You go through hard times yourself, whether it's through your job, through your family, through your friends, whatever it is, you have hardships. But you try to find your way out of it. And so the Razorback fans and the Razorback program itself, they can relate. Because during those down times, you go through down times. But through the great times, it makes everything feel so much better. And if you don't believe that, just remember back when Arkansas finally made it to the College World Series final. Before all the games even started, when they were set up to play a three-game series against Oregon State for all the marbles. Think back to that time when you knew that was happening. And think back to the buzz around the state. The excitement, the happiness, the energy. Think back to that. Everything was better. Work was better. Your home life was better. Your food was better. Everything was better when the Razorbacks were at an all-time high. And maybe that's why you're a fan. It's because when the all-time highs hit, it isn't very often, but when they hit, it's the best thing. It's the best feeling you can ever have because it makes everything else in your life that much better.
Follow the show on Twitter at HitThatLineAR. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
Well, you love the Razorback. You've had a lot of hardships. You've had a lot of downtimes, especially here in the past year. Gut-wrenching moments. Disappointing seasons. A lot of cases, I was always very fearful of the fact that maybe you're becoming apathetic to the whole program in general. But yet, there's still a lot of you who have a lot of passion and a lot of fire for the Razorbacks. And that's exactly why it keeps it going the way it's going. And in fact, some of you, I asked a simple question on Twitter. In honor of Valentine's Day, why do you love the Razorbacks? And just to get some of those responses, Drake says, other than being an alum, they remind me a lot about life. Some highs, some lows, some surprises, and some heartaches. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, is that you can relate to the Razorback program because you're always going to be kind of considered the underdog. But when you have those great moments, they're great. When the disappointments happen, they're pretty terrible, but you still find ways.
Because most of the time when you think about big-time Arkansas victories, they're underdogs. They're often not favorited in these wins.
Almost every time, yeah.
Like, think about Duke National Championship. The win that we were talking about, 78 Orange Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of these big-time program wins that you look to that you remember as some of the greatest times in your entire life, not only in sports history, but in your personal life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas has been an underdog, which that's you can look at it as a good thing, but you could also look at it the other side when you are favored to win the big game and you're supposed to win, a.k.a. what happened in the College World Series. Things don't always go your way.
It can lead to disappointment. And so, yeah, there's a lot of relation to that as far as you, how you feel about the being the underdog and if you're able to make it work and to make it happen. And if you're able to have those successful moments, then what it is. Because let's be honest, you're Arkansas. And nobody really respects you as a state. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. From the outside perspective, and I'll never forget this. It's a quick story. I don't fly much. My first time I ever flew was when I was 16 years old. I flew down to Tampa, Florida to visit my brother on spring break. He was going to school down there. And I flew by myself, and I was next to this lady. She looked like in all of her business attire, and she looked very professional. And she told me, and just to make small conversation, because it was like an hour and a half, 45-minute flight, she was just asking me, hey, what are you doing? Just small talk. Anyways, I told her, because we weren't flying out of Arkansas. We were actually flying out of a different airport. And she says, so where are you from? And I say, Arkansas. And this lady, who had let me know that she has been in the business world for 25 years, that she got an education and graduated from Harvard, all of these things, all just a very well-educated woman. Her question when she asked me where I was from and I told her Arkansas was, now, is that on the coast? And I'm serious about that. That's what she asked me. An educated woman from Harvard asked me if Arkansas was on the coast. Now, she didn't mean any ill will by it. She didn't. But that's the problem, is that outside of the state of Arkansas, you are looked at as a stepchild. It's like you in Mississippi. You're always last or second to last in most of the categories that people like to make fun of you for. Outside of this state, they think you are nothing but a bunch of hillbillies who live out in the mountains who don't wear shoes. Outside of this state, they don't even think we have civilization. They don't think we have restaurants, fancy restaurants. They think it's just nothing filled but fast food and chains. That's not the case. And anybody, and I'm not saying that's not that way some places in Arkansas, let's be honest. But for the most part, that's not what it is. And so you as a Razorback fan, you feel like you're constantly... And not even a Razorback fan, take it one step further. You as an Arkansan, you are feeling like you are constantly having to prove yourself to anybody outside of this state because of the way that you feel disrespected by them all the time. The way that they make fun of you.
Well, it's not just that. It's in recruiting, too. We always talk about the negative recruiting that other coaches in the SEC, not only in this conference, but outside in college football, negatively recruit Arkansas. And then these kids who've never been to the U of A campus, who have never been to Fayetteville, doesn't hurt when they fly into X&A. They're like, oh my
nothing
gosh,
cow pastures,
what am I doing? And then you drive into Fayetteville. I remember you were talking about going to Fayetteville a while back, how you love the drive-in. It's one of the best drive-ins that you can have anywhere.
Yep.
And it is, because you see the campus, you can see everything. And these recruits, when they drive in, they're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like how,
it's a how diamond
did I
in
not
the
know
rough.
About this?
It's a diamond in the rough.
So, and that's, not only do you get disrespect from just casual people across the United States, who don't want anything to do with sports, but specifically predicated when it comes to Arkansas football, not as much basketball and baseball. When it comes to more football, where Arkansas is not as known, it really hurts you. The fact that most kids think, I didn't even think Arkansas had electricity or civilization for that matter.
And that's the point I'm making, is that even though you know what the state of Arkansas has and you know what it is and you know what it has to offer, that's not what other people think. And because they don't have a reason to. Like, there's not a reason people from outside the state of Arkansas come to Arkansas. It's not like, oh, there's some big destination place or these big events that always are going on. Like, most of the time, if people are coming to Arkansas, it is somehow, some way Walmart related, just to be honest. I mean, that's because that's what you have. You have Walmart and you have some big corporations, but nobody really cares about it. And so, and I'll never forget, too, when Arkansas won the national championship in basketball in 1994, the one thing that it said on the headline of the newspaper was respect. That's all it said, is just respect. Because the one thing that Nolan Richardson always was able to do is he was able to carry the chip on the shoulder that he had growing up, and he was able to relate to it for the Razorback fans because he felt like he was constantly being disrespected. The state of Arkansas, the Razorback basketball team, all of it, was being constantly disrespected. And going up against Duke, I forgot what the guy's name. He was a Detroit writer. He was on ESPN for a while. But I remember the thing he would come out and said, and he kept saying it when they were talking about the national championship coming up between Arkansas and Duke. The one thing he said is like, I'm going to take the smart kids versus the dumb kids. I mean, that's what it was. I'm going to take the Duke smart kids versus the Arkansas dumb kids because, hey, you're from Arkansas. Like, that's the type of disrespect that you have to go through. That's the type of crap that you have to deal with. But that's also where the pride comes from. And that's also where, because it's all connected. And something that people don't understand about this state, it's like, for instance, when a big-time recruit leaves the state of Arkansas, and in some cases maybe leaves it in a way.
Talking about Mitch Albom?
It may have been. I don't remember his name. I just remember his face. But when people are talking about the players that end up leaving the state of Arkansas, sometimes they do it in a disrespectful way. Sometimes they don't. But for the most case, Arkansas fans see it as, okay, good luck to you, but we got nothing for you anymore. Because if we're not good enough for you, then you're not good enough for us. We don't need you here. It's a very small, tight, passionate, prideful group of people here in this state. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. You have a chip on your shoulder and you end up going the ways that you have to go. You end up going to the depths that you have to go to try to make everybody realize in this country what you're capable of. You don't always have everything going your way. You don't always have the people that are going to give you the credit when credit is due. I mean, for crying out loud, there were nationally respected sports media personalities that when you fired Brett Bielema, who was 4-8, Brett Bielema, who had turned you into more or less a joke as a football program where you were going down a very, very terrible way. When you fired him, people were saying, hey, you're Arkansas. Know your place.
They're going to say, I mean, call Ed Starinoka. Like, I
well, no, Dari. I know, but it was not just Starinoka. There was a lot of other ones, too.
Well, he was
one of the ones that was the main one that really called
probably
it out on social
one.
Media. Yeah, he was the biggest one. But he was coming out, and many others are saying, hey, you're Arkansas. What do you think you're going to do? What do you expect? People were basically saying, and to borrow the phrase from The Rock, know your role and shut your mouth. Don't worry about the rest of the things.
Or LeVar Ball, stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Know who you are. And that's not acceptable. And that's why you should never, ever let anybody tell you to have that mentality. As a Razorback fan, demand greatness. Because the second you stop demanding greatness, the second you stop demanding that your program, that you put so much of your time, so much of your money, so much of your life into, the time where you say, you know what, I am satisfied with average, is the time you should have your fan card taken away from you. I'm not saying you need to have unrealistic expectations. I'm not saying you need to fly off the handle anytime that you're not winning national championships. I'm not saying that. But don't ever let somebody come out and say, because you fired a football coach that went 4-8 and 1-7 in conference and was spiraling out of control, do not let anybody come out and say, who do you think you are? You're Arkansas. Know where you're supposed to be. Don't ever accept that.
What Tommy always brings up, I know we're about to go to break, but I like what Tommy always brings up is you don't want apathy to set in. You don't want to get to that point where, losing is okay. That can't ever happen. You have to have some pride if you're an Arkansas fan, and that pride needs to be continuous and ongoing, because once that sets in, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't ever let anybody disrespect you as a fan. Keep it going. That's the thing that makes me madder than anything, and it makes me more passionate in growing up that way, is because people expect you to just stay in your lane, know your role. Hey, you're Arkansas. You do your nice little cute 6-6, 7-5 season and go along with your merry way. Absolutely not. People expect you to sit there in basketball and be like, hey, you were relevant once, but you're not anymore. Just be happy with going to the tournament on occasion. Absolutely not. Because if somebody like Dave Van Horn can prove at a place like Arkansas you can win at the highest levels and do it in a way that shows great support, where you have fans packing out Bomb Stadium because you are successful and you are good at it, if he can do it, so can basketball, so can football, and so can you as a fan. You can expect that.
Subscribe to Hit That Line on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Welcome in Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, man?
Doing good, John. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Hey, anytime. And let me just start here. Let's start with something fun. What are your feelings on Valentine's Day? Are you a big fan? Do you do it because you're obligated? Just what's your feelings on that?
A little both. I mean, I like to think that every day is Valentine's, you know.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I mean, I know that's a corny way of saying it, but yeah, it means a lot to my wife, and I try to I try to show how much I love her, and we don't have plans tonight. We're going to celebrate tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, right there. Well, I agree with you, and I think a lot of people do, and there are a lot of people on the same page with you on it as well. All right, let's talk a little recruiting. Obviously, signing day coming to an end from last week. A lot of people, at least from the outsider's perspective, feel like maybe recruiting slows down the week after, but that doesn't seem to be the case with Chad Morris and the staff. It seems like they still got a lot going on, and it's a 24/7, 365 deal with this staff.
Yeah, pretty much. They had another junior day on Sunday. Blaine Toll was one of the young men that was there, tight end, defensive end. I call him kind of an athlete. I think there's several positions he could play on the next level. He visited, and I tend to think that he'll be a Razorback at some time. It's just a matter of time of visiting other schools and just making sure he's making the right decision. But they'll be having several others come up in March as far as prospect days. March 9th is the big one. Already got 41 guys listed that have told me that they're planning to come that day on our website. So I don't think there's just going to be 41. I bet it's going to be a bigger number than that. And the list that I've compiled is pretty impressive, which is not surprising because they do an excellent job of getting kids on campus. And then they'll obviously have more kids during the spring practice. That's a great opportunity to showcase your program, let the kids see how you coach and things like that, because kids like to see that, because if they're going to go to a university, they'd like to know how you conduct yourself during practice or before practice or after practice. So it's a big deal.
Well, Arkansas did have a commitment since the last time we talked with you, Xavion Capers. I hope I'm saying his name right, but he committed last Friday, a wide receiver out of Alpharetta, Georgia, 6'4", 200 pounds. They love these big receivers, and from what it looks like, as far as his offer list goes, this was a pretty big-time get early in the going for Chad Morris and his recruiting staff here for the 2020 class.
Very much so. And like you said, they're definitely going after the bigger guys, and Xavion is definitely that. Very athletic kid who also plays basketball, pretty good at basketball too, multi-sport athlete like Coach Morris likes. Very good kid, very good character. You don't have to worry about him off the field or anything like that. Coach from a great family. Terry Crowder, the coach there at Denmark High School where he attends, is originally from Fort Smith. Some of you guys in the Fort Smith area may know Terry, and Terry's a proud Razorback, so I'm sure that didn't hurt things. But at the same time, I mean, Terry's not going to tell a kid where to go to school. So, that was a very good first get for the 2020 class, and just comes right off the heels of finishing up a class. It's very impressive with receivers, and then you go add another one right off the bat.
Well, Richard, one of the things that I noticed about him and just all the wide receivers, 6'4", 200 pounds. Chad Morris and his staff, this is what they love. They love big-bodied wide receivers, and honestly, Arkansas hasn't had that many in the past few years. Are they ever going to get and go for maybe some of the smaller, faster wide receivers, or is that just all what they want across the board is just these 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", guys, big-body guys that can really help out?
They've offered some guys that are a little bit smaller, but I tell you what, there's another kid who is going to be visiting March 9th, Xavion Williams. He's from Texas. He's like 6'4", about 190 pounds, and he's one of those guys. And I told him he looks like a scat back when he gets the ball. I mean, he's very unusual for a guy so tall to be able to have the acceleration and the moves that he has, but he does have them, and I think they're in good shape with him. But they definitely go, if you got speed and you can run, yeah. But at the same time, they definitely like the bigger receivers. I think you're still going to see some guys that, you know, maybe don't fit the 6'2", 6'4", mode definitely on the field in the future. There's no doubt about it. John David White is not a scholarship guy, but from Pulaski Academy, who's a preferred walk-on, he's one that I think, I promise you, if he doesn't see the field, I'll be shocked at some point. I think he's got the capability of making a good impact on while he's at Arkansas.
Now, Richard, what does the state of Arkansas and its recruiting look like for the 2020? Because everybody's always curious about what the in-state talent is all about. I know that we've had Johnny, you mentioned a few people, but just overall, is it going to be a really solid class coming out of this state? Does Arkansas look like they're on a lot of these guys? Or should some of them maybe possibly be leaving out? I know Jacoby Criswell, somebody that has a lot of people's attention, but what's the overall state, in-state talent look like for the 2020 class?
It's probably an average year, maybe even below an average year. But at the same time, I say that you just never know, because some kids that are maybe say they played behind a senior this past year and they didn't get to see a lot of playing time, and they develop during spring, and Arkansas discovers them, and they go to camp and impresses the coaches. I mean, there's always possibilities that they could come up that could. Maybe make this class a little better than what it looks like as of now. But it's not a deep class or anything like that. I think the 2021 class has a chance to be above average, but obviously we still got a couple more years to find that out.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time for that. Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Great stuff as always, Richard. Happy Valentine's Day, man. We'll be catching up with you next week, all right?
All right, buddy. We'll see you, John.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod and Ruskin is Ranting podcast on HitThatLine.com.